going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a Thursday morning in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
41 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 70s.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit of rain coming like around dinner time into the rest of the evening. But up until then,
yeah.
Enjoy the outside, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. It is a comfy Thursday for Thomas once again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is like the tracksuit's one thing.
Yeah.
But like the knit shoes. The knit sneakers.
It was really comfortable.
Look, you look like you bought them from an 80-year-old woman at a flea market. I crochet them myself.
I kind of get it.
It's also the socks that you're wearing with the sneakers. I mean, it's a whole a lot of colors going on.
It jumps. It pops. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they go together.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I just kind of kept like a blue theme. You know, like a sky theme.
Yeah, no. It's
sky theme. Sky Tommy.
You want to check out Sky Tommy?
Yeah.
Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. Check out the live stream and Sky Tommy this
morning.
So there was no There was no tornado the other day.
No.
There were the storms on Tuesday. Chance of a tornado, nothing confirmed. But it doesn't mean that some parts of our listening area didn't get blasted with weather.
For sure.
So it looks like on Tuesday evening, southeast of us got hit really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Clifton Springs, specifically.
They seem to get that a lot,
that area.
Okay, can we talk about why?
Is it like windier down like just south of here? Like, why is it so bad?
They said it was, for some reason, the lake pushed everything south of us.
Oh.
Hey, talk to Glenn Johnson, man.
That's not how he sounded when he said it.
I blame the lake.
I blame the lake.
No, I think because the lake kind of...
Okay, I don't care. I don't care. Nobody cares. I was stopping talking to give you the silence that showed nobody cares, and you just kept talking. So, yeah, Clifton Springs, just east of us, got it really bad. And yesterday, all the folks out in that area had to start cleaning up the debris that ended up all over the place. There were some trees that landed on homes, right? Things blowing all over.
Oh, yeah.
Damage galore. And, Kimmy, you were watching some of these folks clean this stuff up, and you had a good question.
What's that?
Yeah, so, I mean, if there's stuff from your yard, like, you know, parts of, like, your garden, trees, whatever is located in your yard, and it ends up, like, scattered throughout your neighborhood because of your tree or whatever it is that made a mess, are you obligated to go pick that up out of your neighbor's yard, or is it kind of like, hey, we're all just going to clean up our own yards here no matter where it came from?
I mean, it'd be hard to like start to decipher. I mean, if there's that much damage, who's got what?
Well, I guess you kind of know.
You know.
Where certain things may have come from.
So I know this. If you have a tree in your yard, and let's say it falls into your neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
He's responsible for that part of the tree.
Okay, that sounds
sure?
That sounds like something a lazy man just decided. You sound like my daughter.
That's the law. Check the Geneva Convention, bro.
So if it, my tree, let's say I didn't maintain the tree, so that's why it fell.
Okay, now you sound like
a No, I'm curious, because like, let's say it was a dead tree or something, yeah. and I never took care of it. Mm-hmm. It ends up falling in my neighbor's yard. So they're on the hook for that tree, whatever even damage, though it's my fault?
Whatever damage happens in that yard, it's on them.
Okay, so I'm not talking cost here, right?
You're just talking like who picks up
what. Clean it up. All right,
yeah, so, just it's just a mess.
But you're just talking yard debris, not like that's my trampoline.
Well, no, let's talk trampoline or tree or something big like that. Let's start with the tree. All right. Let's say the tree, it's on my property. It falls onto my neighbor's property. Now it's like crushed the fence. Yeah. It's like hit something in the backyard, and that tree's got to be like dismantled. Mm-hmm. Are you obligated to go help cut that tree and move it?
I mean, if you physically can, but... Do you know how to do that?
Well, yeah, bro, you just start chainsawing the tree.
Okay, when's the last time you operated a chainsaw?
So I never operated a chainsaw, but when we had a wicked windstorm in September of like 2000.
Yeah. Wait, you're talking about when you were a kid?
98, 99. Yeah, no, it was before 9/11.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my neighbor's trees, it was massive, went down in the yard, and everyone in the neighborhood, like two or three guys had chainsaws.
Yeah,
and
we all like their chainsaws.
Yes, it was like chainsaw central. But like we all like... Like formed like a, everyone picks up a piece of wood and then like walk it down through.
Yeah, you're like that's the Amish. Nice. Everybody helps.
Exactly.
I mean, I would think that's the neighborly thing to do, but I don't know how much you're obligated.
And what if you're busy cleaning up your own yard, especially in this case where everybody's probably got a mess to pick up?
I don't know, because like I would feel if it's my thing, I need to go over there.
Yeah,
and help.
I mean that would be the kind thing to do.
I don't want to.
But like to Kimmy's point, like if you're in a bad way around your house, you may not have time to be so neighborly if your house is all effed up.
Okay, but here's the thing. Your neighbor ain't going to want to hear that. Because, like, everything you're saying, you're right. Right? Yeah. I got my own problems. This is not something that I planned on doing. It was just an act of God, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can admit that even if your neighbor's house is effed up, if their tree has fallen on your yard and it's causing a major problem, you're expecting them to come over and help.
Well, I would say this. If he looks like he's devastated over there, give the guy a break. But if I'm over cleaning up his tree and I hear the grill going and he's all of a sudden, he's got some music going on out there and he's, having a little beer or something. Yeah, then I'm pissed. He can come over and help if you got time for that crap.
Okay.
What if like it's something smaller, like the shingles on your roof, like go flying and land all in your neighbor's yard. You got to go pick those things up or is that kind of on them?
I would think. I mean, what are you going to do? You're throwing them out anyway.
No, so I know. But like, let's say there's, 75 shingles. Right. That blow off your neighbor's roof all through your landscaping. Yeah. And he knows it's his.
Yeah.
Right? And he looks over and goes, oh, man. Well, see you later, Tommy.
Well, no, that's a dick.
Well, no, but you just said, how would you know? You said up front, I don't know who's is who. Would you go pick up your shingles?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, that was a trick question. You don't have shingles. It's your wife's house.
So I don't have to.
Joke's on you. Your wife has to go pick them up.
Which means I have to go pick them up.
Exactly.
Yeah, my wife would make me go over there. Even if I wasn't going to do it, she'd make me go over there and do that.
But she wouldn't come with you?
She would make sure I did it.
Okay. But she wouldn't come help you do it?
No.
But then there's also, like, do you have to ask your neighbor first, too? Because, like, is it weird if you just start going and picking up their yard?
I mean, yeah, you should go over. I mean, if you're going to be doing, like, serious work in a guy's yard, dragging over chainsaws and wheelbarrows.
Okay, chainsaw's one thing. I agree with you there if I'm going to operate a chainsaw in someone's backyard. That being said, I disagree. Like, if damage is really bad or you know it's your stuff, I think it's the cooler thing to do to just go start picking it up.
I would still give the guy a heads up I'm going to be in your yard, especially if I'm going to be in there doing a lot of in and out work.
No, but here's my fear.
I feel weird about just going into their yard and doing stuff.
Here's my fear, though. If I go over there, let's say it's shingles or a trampoline or whatever, right? And I go over there, I knock on the door, I go, hey, listen, let me help you clean this up. And he goes, no, don't worry about it. I'm going to feel guilty.
Well, then that's...
If I start doing it, that guy's going to look out the window with his coffee and be like, that's a solid dude. That is a good
man.
Or
you're stepping all over my landscaping. Yes. Get out of my yard.
It's full of shingles already. You weren't taking care of it after the wind. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Those storms rolled through Tuesday night. East of us got hit really bad. According to Thomas Glenn Johnson, it was the lake that pushed it down.
I blame the lake for the 7 degrees cooler.
I love how you go, I blame that. He would be more certain in his statements.
No, he's very standoffish when it comes to lake.
He's super nice.
He's a great guy. Never met him.
You've never met Glenn Johnson?
No.
You've worked in this town for 30 years. So
when
was he.
When would I meet him?
Anywhere?
It is weird. Never like crossed paths at any point.
Like,
I'm a, It's only if I run. I wouldn't go out of my way. Like, oh my God, there's Glenn Johnson. I got to say hello.
Wait, you wouldn't say hi to Glenn Johnson?
If I walk, all right, so let's say I go into a restaurant and Glenn's sitting down with his lovely wife and children.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's true. Don't know anything. I would not go over and introduce myself.
Really?
No.
You wait for him to come over?
No.
No, okay, that's what it is. Look at this Sicilian crap with your tracksuit on. Tommy Walnuts over here. No, I find it weird because, first of all,
but you're all glad handy. You like to know all these media types.
Yeah, man, it really helps me out knowing Glenn Johnson.
But you do. You go out of your way when you see people on TV to say hello to
No, them. It's just we're in the same business. I think it's the polite thing.
I don't think first they see all, it like,
they
that
don't.
Way.
They look at us as trash, yes. Man. They look down on us.
They look at you as trash.
You do too, bro. Little talky talk you on the trash. Radio.
Bro, they think this is a joke.
You trash.
No talent.
Don't drag me down to your
Hello,
trash.
Tommy Mulet, have you heard my impression of you?
No, but that's what's so weird is that's why I think you should be the one to go out of the way. Because like when it comes to like
I've met a few of them when I've been out.
Oh, look at you glad handed like a bitch. Hey, I want to be on the news too. Check out my tracks. No, like everybody in this town has met Mike Catalano, Jenny Ryan, Don Elhart, Glenn Johnson, Adam Chodak. Like, you meet these people just bouncing around.
Never met Chodak.
Never met Chodes?
No.
Chodes!
He looks a little too stuffy for my taste.
See, you would think so. Actually, good dude.
But he looks like a little bit educated.
Yeah, he is educated. He's also a really nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
No, I'm saying, like, you have this judgment based on what somebody does on TV, reading the news. But with the Glenn Johnson thing, the fact that you've done an impression of Glenn Johnson for 30 years.
Yes.
Yet you would not go out of your way to say hi to him makes it look like you're a bitch. Like, because you do the impression, you have to go say hi.
What if he's pissed off that I did the impression?
I don't think he would be.
I think it would help if he was pissed off that you introduced yourself, right?
Well,
I think he'd be more pissed if you were kind of like standoffish.
Yeah, let him steam.
No,
you would look like a coward.
No, doing the
I am a coward.
Doing the impression and not introducing yourself makes the impression look mean-spirited when I know you just do a really good Glenn Johnson, which is why you do it.
Well, I don't do anything mean about him.
You've said some gross things as Glenn Johnson.
I have not.
Half inch of glaze. And we're not talking snow.
No, we ain't.
252 WCMF. Going back to stuff in people's yards. Let's talk to Don. Hey, Donnie, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So this actually just happened to me about like 2 months ago. I have probably like 5 dead trees in my backyard, and it fell in my neighbor's yard and almost hit his house. And I'm a new house owner, and I didn't know what to do. I just lost it, and he just cleaned it up the other day.
You didn't say anything about it to him, Don?
I didn't know what to do. I just moved to the neighborhood and the whole 9 yards, and it was a big tree.
Good first impression, Don.
Hey, he lives on the other street, so his backyard is in my, like, front yard, if you will. So I don't see him that much.
Okay.
But, like, my neighbor on the other side, his tree fell in my yard, and he left it. So I just thought that was the thing in the neighborhood.
Oh, you live on Giant Dick Lane.
Well, Brockport, if you will.
Don, thanks for the call, but I appreciate it. What do you think it would sound like if Glenn Johnson was upset that you didn't talk to him about your tree falling in his yard?
Well, you know, you at least come over and talk to me about the tree. You know, I'm here every afternoon. Because I do Tuesdays because Stacy needs the day off. So I do an extended forecast at 11 o'clock.
So I think we learned 3 things.
What's that?
One, if something blows in your neighbor's yard, damages you, you should go talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Two, be careful when you're operating a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And three, if you know Glenn Johnson, please go out of your way to tell him he needs to introduce himself to Tommy Mulet because Mr. Mafia Tracksuit is too big a deal to introduce himself.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is very valuable information, Tommy.
What is it?
And we share it with you listeners because we care about you. You may not understand
if
you came across this in a wooded area what it means, but you need to be aware because some folks are doing this just to let you know. Other folks are doing this because if you step foot past it, there's going to be trouble.
Oh, really? So it's a warning.
It is. A warning that not everybody understands.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's say you're taking a walk.
Yeah.
In a wooded area,
right,
which you're known to do,
mm-hmm,
and you see a purple blob of spray paint on a tree, do you know what that means?
I always think it's like some kind of cancer awareness thing or something. I don't know.
Somebody spray painted it.
Isn't purple something for cancer?
Every like color is some kind of cancer.
I think it's for like dudes.
Straight up purple.
I think purple's for like ball cancer.
Okay,
no, I have no idea.
Okay.
And it's just like a blob of paint?
They spray painted a tree, a circle on the tree.
And that's purple. A warning.
Well, yeah. It means no trespassing.
Oh.
Oh.
Why don't you just get the sign?
Well, see, I feel like a red X kind of says that, or like some. I feel like purple's too nice of a color.
Yeah, it is.
Like it's too pleasant.
Purple. Yeah. So this trend started a few years ago. In fact, there are a few states now in America that recognize purple paint on a tree as a legal no trespassing notification.
Really?
It almost happened legally in New York a few years ago. There was legislation, but it never got pushed through.
Yeah.
And you asked why.
Yes.
Well, you said, why not put up a sign?
Mm-hmm.
Landowners say that people continue to steal their no trespassing signs.
Okay.
And it's hard for them to mark their property.
Why don't you just spray paint no trespassing?
Well, because it's like a skinny tree. And what are you?
Go down like
that. What are you, a B-boy in the 80s in Brooklyn?
I don't know.
They say this prevents the purple blob, anyone from taking their stuff down,
yeah,
and it's a bright color that you don't normally see in nature,
right,
so it stands out.
All right.
So when you see purple spray paint on a tree,
okay, oh boy,
do not go past that tree.
Stop.
No trespass.
Mm.
The no trespassing thing's a weird idea.
Yes.
Hey, Tommy, when you see no trespassing sign on someone's property, what do you think about that person?
Dick. And my family's full of them. My brother especially, and he's got all the warning signs.
Like actual signs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's also well-armed.
No trespassing house in the neighborhood or wherever you live,
mm-hmm,
is the house that will absolutely keep that Frisbee that falls into their yard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so you're both in agreement. You both believe that no trespassing guy is a massive dick.
Yes.
My brother has, because he owned two pieces of property, and people used to walk down to the end of the street just to see the water.
Yeah.
And they would just walk down... And then it just looked like a walkway, but it was his property, right? But these people are literally down there just looking at the water. He comes out and gives him a warning with a sidearm.
Oy.
And one kid, there's like these two hippie kids, just sweet kids. They're just hanging out, right? Not causing any problem, but was pissing my brother off. They were smoking.
Get out, wait.
It's cigarettes I'm talking
about. On his property, though.
On his property, sitting on a seawall. So he walks out there. And he goes, hey, you know, this is my property. And the kid goes, you don't own all this. It sent him through the roof, man. Like, I can see him, like, grabbing the holster, like, pulling the hammer back. Tell you something, kid.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to people that own, like, massive
big property. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Parts of property.
Where, like, you can't tell where it starts and where it stops.
I mean, farms, ranches.
Or if it backs up to, like, a park or something that I know people can kind of get a little weird about. Like, they want to show you where the line is.
And look, there's legitimate reasons why, right? Like, if you spray paint your tree purple because you own this stuff, I mean, if there are people hunting, you want to give them an awareness of where the line is.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too. Like, let's say there's kids playing around or adults, like, snowmobiling. If they get hurt on your property, you might be liable for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, in that way, this makes total sense.
Sure.
But I do find it funny now, if you see that purple blob, you're going to think that guy is a massive dick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think there is, like, a time and place for it because, like I said, like, if you're living out in, like, the woods, like, I remember friends of mine who had parents who kind of lived out there a little bit, and like I said, you kind of never really knew where their property touched, and I'm sure that there were people out there hunting and using the trails, so I can understand just wanting to show people, you know, where to stop, but what I don't get are the people that put it in, like, you know, the very, like, the suburbs, the neighborhoods.
That's my brother,
It just doesn't make any sense.
So let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A purple paint, spray painted on a tree as the weather gets nicer, is now an international sign for this is where my property starts. Yeah. And folks who are doing it say when they put up the no trespassing signs, people steal them, so they need to do something that can't be taken.
Okay.
In multiple states in America, this has become, like, a legal way to mark your property, not in New York yet. All right, so true or false? The smaller the property with the no trespassing sign, the more dangerous that person seems.
Well, he's a bigger dick. Okay. So, yeah, I would say yes.
Well, there's a difference between, like, dick and dangerous.
All right. That guy is putting that out there because he doesn't want any dog on his lawn that walks by or any kid running through his yard.
Okay, so you don't see him as dangerous either.
He's territorial. He could be dangerous.
I'm not saying he couldn't be dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, almost, that sign almost makes him more dangerous because it pisses him off even more if you cross the sign.
You're definitely
uptight.
Now that
warning's out there and you're still on my property.
Yeah.
No, like, when I see those signs, I assume, like, if I step on that yard, like, with your brother, like, to your brother's point, he's going to come out shooting.
Oh, well, he's going to come out and question you and then start shooting.
Hey!
Oh, he's hey guy.
Hey! Cut it out! You know, it's funny, too. Like, if you need a no trespassing sign, Home Depot has you covered in 70,000 different
There's
ways.
There's a whole aisle of that stuff. But I always think, like, if you got that stuff, you're a really angry man.
Yeah.
You're angry. And just in general.
Yeah, at everything.
Pick a subject.
No, you're right. It's like you put that sign out there, you're looking for a reason.
You're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
I feel like, to your point, you said angry man. Like, it is, I always assume it's a guy.
It is.
It's a man's decision to put that sign
out there. So you can Google this. No woman has never bought a no trespassing sign.
Is that, all right, hold on. Let's think here.
Why would they?
Well, I mean,
And I'm not saying, like, a woman, there isn't a woman that wouldn't be a little upset at somebody on her property, but I don't think she's putting the sign out.
Yeah.
But you would
signs are guys.
But, like, Kimmy, you've talked about in the past, you know, women can feel more exposed.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't, I don't think that anybody's putting that sign out there for their safety. They're doing it because they don't want anybody to touch their stuff.
Okay.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I defend my property. Got a rocket chair and a 12-gauge.
You know, I find it funny, with all due respect, right? Because you say no trespassing, sign guy is a dick.
Yeah.
But you sit here in this chair and you watch your security cameras on your wife's property all day long.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, I want to see if it's raining.
Okay.
And what's going on if the dog's out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And any suspicious activity.
No, but I would argue yours is worse, right? Like, I'm watching you and you don't know I'm watching you. Do you get alerts when people walk into the camera? No, you don't? Okay.
No.
Because, like, my wife got us one of those doorbell cameras, like, a year ago.
So it has, like, a sensor that tells you?
Yeah, if somebody walks in front of the door, it goes on.
Senses,
like, I get
movement.
Yeah, I get an alert. But I don't know. It's stupid. Like, I don't. It's not going to prevent crime. I just get bothered all day long.
I just want to see when my package is there.
I guess. Definitely
like that.
Okay. Yeah. But like, there's usually somebody home. So yeah. I'll definitely like that. Like the package is going to be there when you get home.
Yeah, but I also get excited that it's there. It's the little things, Pat.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm not an angry person, and I have a sign. My sign says no trespassing, no soliciting, private property, and beware a dog. But
all on one sign.
It's a big sign.
There's a reason. Yeah, all on one sign, right at the end of the driveway. I have a pretty deep, you know, property. My driveway is like 150 feet deep. So,
and that's with a $5,000 door. So, yeah.
How come? Wait a minute. Why does the door keep going up $1,000 every
inflation,
time?
Inflation. It's a tariff. It's a tariff.
Yeah.
Well, but seriously, when it comes down to it,
right,
my
folks.
Big complaint is that people are walking on my property. It gets the dog barking, and that's, you know, it's just a pain in the neck. Because the dog goes crazy the minute she sees a squirrel in the neighbor's house, three houses.
Well, she got to get that no squirrel sign out there.
The squirrels don't seem to pay attention. I tried to handle that, but they don't want nothing to do with it.
All right, well, Rammer,
the other thing is, it's like you said, you have a doorbell cam. I've got like three or four cameras in my security system. And every time somebody walks on my property, it sets off all the cameras. And it's a pain in the neck. Now the phone's ringing, the alarm's going off. So just stay off my grass.
Or just get rid of all that stuff. I mean, you don't have to have
like private property and no trespassing kind of go hand in hand. Like, I think you only need one of those, right?
Yeah, it is a little redundant. Yeah.
Well, they do, but I think there's a law that stipulates you have to state that in order to enforce the no trespassing.
All right. Well, Rammer, thank you for all the information, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
He's that guy, man.
Of course he's not. I don't think I'm an angry man. Here's all the signs that I have. Like, he went to Home Depot and said, give me everything.
Do we have an anger aisle?
I mean, like, in all seriousness, Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever, if they sold a package of those signs in one, they would sell out.
The Angry Man sign company.
Yeah, the Angry Man works. Give me the works. I'll take all.
Yeah.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF.
The Angry Man variety pack.
Well, we've shook the Angry Man tree.
Oh, yeah, you did.
This comes in from Ron.
Ron's an angry man.
Ron says, how do people know where my property starts if I don't have a sign? Sure, I don't have a lot of property, just a front yard and a backyard, but I don't want to welcome everybody that's walking all over the place or have kids playing wiffle ball in my backyard because they feel like they can. The sign lets them know I can come out and tell them to go away. You can tell them to go away without the sign.
Yes, just get yourself a fine bullhorn. And on the sign, you can put Big Ron on it. Here goes Big Ron and his horn.
Okay, again, I get that if you own, like, a wooded area, this makes sense.
All right.
But if you live in a standard neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Nobody's walking through your yard.
And here's the thing. If they are walking through your yard.
You're a seat knocker. You're just a seat knocker if this is what you do all day. Worry about who's walking in your yard.
Why does it matter if someone's walking through your yard? Right?
Walking through and looking in my windows. Well,
so I had to have this discussion with my daughters a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where I live. All the backyards, no fence.
Wide open.
Yeah. For some reason, Henrietta does not believe in fences.
Yeah.
Right? So all of the kids normally are just running through all the backyards. Yeah. No big deal. Well, some guy a couple of years ago, came out and yelled at my kids for walking through his yard.
Yeah.
And,
there's always that one.
The guy's a dick.
Yeah.
But I can't tell my girls the guy's a dick. So I had to be like, yes, this is something you can't do. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little piece of their childhood died then.
It kind of did.
Sucked.
I mean, we all did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hopping fences.
Yeah.
Not quickly.
Well, not that. You're a portly boy.
Yeah. She tore a lot of bottoms of t-shirts.
They had that big sign, no portly boys. Stay out.
Rammer's on his way to go get it right now.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, we present you the least surprising study in history.
What happened?
No one wants to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You actively come up with excuses not to do this.
I think we're in that time of the year, too.
Oh, we are. We are. And by the way, you only come up with excuses if you don't have the balls to look at your friends and family in the face and say, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And the only reason people may act like this is surprising is because they don't want to spend a dime on this back-breaking labor.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A new study reveals...
What'd they say?
1 in 3 Americans secretly hate being asked to help with moving.
That means there's one that loves it.
They secretly hate being asked?
Thank you!
I mean, is anybody like that secretive about it?
Nobody likes it.
Okay, but the study done by Realtor.com shows, on top of that, 40% of Americans say they do not want to do it, which means 60% of Americans, to your point, Kimmy, have no problem helping their friends or family move.
Which is a lot.
I mean, okay, here's... maybe you don't have a problem helping them move, but you expect the help in return when you need it, right?
Okay, but that doesn't...
Sure, I'll help you move. But now you owe me one.
Okay, but that doesn't mean I'm excited to help you move, right? Like, you're telling me 2/3 of Americans don't mind?
No, yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. If you ask your friends or family to help you move, you are a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Fair?
Yes.
Kimmy?
If you ask your friends?
If you ask your friends or family to help you move, you are a dick.
Oh, come on.
Did you have your friends and family help you move?
Well, no. I'm just thinking, like I said, so my husband gets asked all the time because he has a truck.
Yeah.
To like help move certain things. But
big,
I will say,
oh, yeah.
In return, those guys have jumped in to help us move. So it's kind of an exchange.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But all you're going to get out of it is pizza and beer. Mm-hmm. That's the payment for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The standard payment.
Absolutely.
And, but I, by the way, you have to eat it there. It's just basically I'll feed you while you work. It's not like, hey, I'll take you out for pizza.
Can we talk about how, as Americans, we've decided that pizza and beer is the appropriate payment?
It's been like that since day one.
But, like, not only is it not enough.
Right.
Like, you know, hey, listen, I got this stuff that I can't lift by myself. Mm-hmm. Why don't we drink some alcohol and then cover our hands in the greasiest food possible and then get back to moving this really heavy stuff around? Yes. That sounds like a pretty good plan to everybody, right? It is totally socially acceptable. If someone asks you, can you help me move? To say no.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy?
Or just say you're busy.
No. I don't care.
Well, straight up,
Up say no. I would find, like, if I didn't want to do it, I would come up with some excuse, but I wouldn't just say straight up no.
No, I'm saying no. I'm not doing it. Look, it just happened. My brother moved into a new house.
Right.
Man, and you didn't even help your brother?
No. No. Look.
And Mr. I'm in shave. Get ready so you don't have to be ready. And then you don't do anything.
No, it's hashtag. Get ready soon enough to be ready.
Well, yeah, but you didn't even help. You were ready.
No, be ready soon enough to get ready. You got me screwed up on my own hashtag. Oh, really? Are you out there helping people move, Mr.
Jackson? I ain't ready, and I'm never going to be ready.
What are you
ready?
Talking about? You got freedom of movement in that outfit. No, listen. I hired movers, so I would never have to go to
somebody.
Well,
you hired movers when you could afford room.
No.
When you were busted, you were hiring movers.
When I was busted, I did it myself.
Well, no kidding, man. You owned everything, went in 2 trash bags.
Okay.
And it left at the curb.
I've never had anyone help me move in my life.
Yeah.
All right? So I'm not helping somebody else. It's a stupid plan. One, it's dangerous. People can get really hurt if they do things the wrong way. And of course you're going to do it the wrong way because no one there is a professional.
But I get it when you're young.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I pulled a dick move on a buddy of mine. So I had to move. I was getting divorced, and I was renting out an apartment for my brother. So I called I'm at work. I tell my buddy, hey, man, can you help me move? And I had some stuff. So I didn't tell him it was second floor apartment.
What a dick.
Because I knew nobody would help me. So I went, and then he was pissed.
Yeah.
But I needed help.
I'm leaving. If I get there and it's second floor.
You're going to leave me with all my stuff right here?
Yeah, not my stuff.
Oh, look at you. You wouldn't.
No, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Try me. Go get a second floor apartment. Ask me to help you move. Don't tell me. I ain't moving.
You're telling me Fat Pat wouldn't bound up them stairs for free pizza and beer?
No, because there's stairs involved. No.
What if I laid it? They like a little bit on each stairway.
a trail of yes. pizza. Yeah. Look, I also don't want to be on the hook for any damage that may happen.
I do get pissed off when you're helping people move. And hey, be careful with that. That's expensive. Be careful. Don't scratch that. Hey, man, I'm not. This isn't a job, and I'm not a professional.
Thank you, because there are going to be mistakes.
And you know, some people you have to help that you will not get help in return. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I get to get two of my family.
Right. You have to help them, but it ain't coming back.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, man. Like,
it's the worst.
We don't have to do this dance. We don't have to keep track of one or the other. I'm not going to help you move. You don't have to help me move. We are square.
But what if you got busted, buddy?
Okay.
But he's got stuff. And he's he's an older guy. Let's say the guy.
Why are you getting divorced? What are you trying to say? No,
like usually that divorce hits you.
I know this guy. He's trying to move a couch.
But you know, like that divorce hits you between 35 and 45.
Okay,
that's a big divorce bullseye.
Sure.
So let's say your buddy, you know, he's tapped, he's got stuff.
Yeah.
And he can't afford. Uh-huh. You gotta help.
I would say, yeah, the worse the situation your buddy's in, the more you have to help him.
Yes.
Right? I mean, like, the more desperate that guy is, how can you say no?
If he's already tapped out and, you know, you got to help him put his race car bed together and stuff like that.
I don't have anything to take the nuts off the tires. No, look, there is not a lot I won't do for a buddy. Yeah. I'll do almost anything for a buddy.
You won't even help your brother.
Moving, I will not do. There. I will not
do. Have you ever helped a buddy move?
So Ryan and I, my brother and I, when we were kids, he moved into my apartment.
Okay.
We like moved our stuff in together.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's the only time.
What is your adversity? You hate it, I understand, but you won't do it.
Again, everything I just brought up, I don't want to hurt myself, right?
But you're in shape.
Okay, but
like you work out, you run, you do kettlebell.
Yes.
Like you work out on your vacation.
Damn right I do. No, it doesn't mean I can't still get hurt. Because, like, bro.
I'm just surprised, like, throughout your 20s and your buddies living in apartments and moving all the
busted.
Time. Like, I
Every
cannot believe you've never helped a buddy move.
Well, I mean, don't forget, like, I was, you know, I was on the road doing comedy
True.
When a lot of my buddies were moving.
Skipped out.
Yeah, so I had the opportunity not to have to go, which was great. Thank you, Chuckle Hut in Peoria, Illinois. 252 WCMF. In the least surprising study in the world, 1 in 3 Americans secretly hate to help their friends move. And if you ask your friends to move you for free, and pizza and beer still is free, you're a dick, and it is completely socially acceptable for you to look someone in the face when they ask you to help them move and say no. You don't have to come up with an excuse. Right. You can say no.
I ain't doing it.
Holdy writes us on Instagram.
Holdy?
Holdy, H-O-L-D-Y.
All right.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. How about the friend that makes bank and you save them money by helping them move, and then they don't even give you beer or pizza because they don't drink and are gluten-free.
Oh, man.
Hashtag never again.
Why would you be friends with that person?
It's a great question. That's
on
holding.
It would piss me off if you knew that they had the money to spend on movers and they didn't. They still chose not to.
But those people exist.
Yeah.
Those people
exist.
Yeah,
if you got bank, if you're rich, if you're doing, you know, you're well off, you're not obligated at all.
Because you know they got some heavy furniture, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a funny thing, too. Like, if you're talking, like, monetary, middle-class people are the only ones that have reasonably weighted furniture. If you have a lot of money, your furniture's heavy.
Yeah, you went to Ethan
Quality
Allen.
Yep. Pat.
And if you don't have a lot of money, it's like that old-school, super-ass heavy furniture.
Yeah, it's the furniture you had in, like, your childhood bedroom.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or it's your grandparents.
The only people that have reasonably weighted furniture make between $60,000 and $90,000 a year.
But I'm thinking of all the guys that helped girls move, thinking they were going to get laid.
Okay, I take it back. I did help one girl move.
Oh, look at you.
But I know girls that play guys, help them move, nothing.
And like the bed's right there.
Yeah, I helped you set it up. I built this nest.
You know what's funny?
What?
There is no other profession we expect our friends or family to come over and do for us in exchange for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if your car is acting funny, you're not going to text all of your friends to see who knows how to fix a transmission. Mm-hmm. If you have plumbing problems, it would be a massive dick move to offer pizza in exchange for someone fixing it, right?
Yeah.
If there are moving companies that can be called, which there are, right? Figure it out and do it without me. Why are you laughing?
Just thinking of all the times my dad never paid his buddies for doing stuff like that.
Like what? Plumbing and transmission work?
Plumbing, electric work.
Never paid him?
I don't think so.
Like, he didn't tighten him up with something? bottle of booze?
I don't think so.
Ooh, man. That's King Chintz.
I mean, but what could
he also borrowed stuff from those guys without ever giving it back.
And he's got a ton of friends. That's the best part.
I don't know why they kept coming back to fix stuff for him.
It's that mustache, man. You got a mustache like that?
It is dreamy.
You're a walking party.
And it's commanding.
So here's where it gets really interesting.
What's that?
All right. 33% of Americans said they would help a friend or a family member move for money.
Yeah, well, what's their...
Now, we don't know what the okay, but they say, if you pay me, I will help you move a friend or a family member.
That would also be weird, taking money from a friend.
Well, maybe you need it.
If you needed it, but if you're just...
You wouldn't know what price to put on it either.
What is a professional mover charge?
So if you're going to... But that's the thing. Like, if you're going to pay that friend the cost of a professional mover, why not just get a professional mover?
That would be my argument.
Yeah. I would say $50 an hour.
$50? Well, okay. Can we Google what a professional moving company costs? Thank you.
Well, what they pay their guys.
Yeah, I get you.
Right?
Do they get $50 an hour to move?
Well, what does it cost? Plus, those guys had to be insured. What if you throw your back out?
Okay. What an old... Those were the most three old man statements in a row.
You can't do business in this state of proper insurance and accreditation.
I love how you tell me I'm in shape, I'm worried about getting hurt. Then you go professional movers. What if they throw their back out? Yeah, everybody can get hurt doing this stuff. It's a 1,000-pound dresser.
I don't think $50 an hour is out of the question.
For a mover?
For me to move.
Okay.
For a guy to help you move.
Would you be a dick telling your friend to their face, I'll help you move, but I need $30 an hour?
Where would you go 30? 30 is low.
50 seems too high.
No, 50 seems about right.
Okay.
But I'm not looking for food or anything.
Well, yeah, you're making $30 an hour.
I'll bring my own water.
BYO dubs. All right, so let's say I charge half of what a professional mover would, right? That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
We go at your pace, right? Like, it's going to cost you as much as it wants you to, as much as you want it to cost you, because that's the other thing, too. If you go help somebody move, right, and they just take their sweet-ass time, I got other things to do today.
But they're helping you move.
No. I'm helping them move.
Oh, okay.
And like, they take their, I'm going to go over here. They're taking their time, going up and down the stairs.
Nothing will piss you off more than when you get there and they're still doing stuff. Or the boxes aren't packed yet, or they haven't like taped them up. And like,
all of a
sudden,
better be ready to go.
Now you got to like help them get ready, because now you're just standing around.
Yeah.
So I got to help you just to move this along.
Yeah.
It sucks.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, the statements of the morning. One, you are a dick if you ask a friend or family member to help you move. Two, it is completely socially acceptable to look a friend or a family member in the face if they ask you to help you move and say no.
Yeah.
Tom's on CMF. Hey, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good, Tom. What do you got?
Other than being a dick.
Wait, what did I do?
What kind of friend could you be if you won't help a buddy, even if it disrupts your life for a couple hours?
All right. I will help.
He's a no good.
He's a dick.
He's the worst of the worst.
I will help. Oh, he hung up. Tom. Oh, my God. He moved from the conversation. And you know what? Right. I might have helped him on that. So they get into the study, too.
Yeah.
When it comes to who is the best moving help, the study showed by far people that used friends to help move had the best experiences.
Yeah.
Then came significant others. Then came people who used their families. In this ranking, families were the worst people to help move you.
So it went friends
were first,
friend,
then significant other.
That's just your wife
or girlfriend or boyfriend.
She ain't gonna be no help.
Okay, if it's a girlfriend, then it would also be a boyfriend.
Okay,
right, all right. And then family. And that makes perfect sense. The closer someone is to you, the more you are allowed to say to their face, this sucks, don't do this.
Okay. Like, you can be blunt.
Yes. Like, if I'm helping my brother move, I could look my brother in the face and be like, don't be stupid, we're not doing it this way. Whereas if I'm helping my buddy Jimmy move, I can't be straightforward.
Yeah, you got to have a softer touch.
Yeah.
All right. You don't want to be asked to help somebody move, but would you be offended if, let's say, it came to your family and they asked everybody but you to help them move?
Like, my pride would be hurt?
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're also off the hook.
Yeah, I mean,
the hook, but I'm saying, but like they didn't think like you'd be capable of helping them move.
That's a really good mind F, because I don't know how I would feel about that. It would be conflicting
feelings. Like if you and your brother standing there and they go, hey, Ryan, can you help me move next weekend? And they didn't even look at you.
Yeah, there would be conflicting feelings, but I don't have to do it. I think that would win out.
All right.
Is
that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.